Good morning. Good morning, people. This is Superman, also known as David Williams. And this morning's topic, I'm currently chiming in from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this morning's topic, man, is there a multiverse? An actual multiverse? And I believe there is. For those that don't know, I have been going as Superman for a long time. And I've had the pleasure of meeting other heroes along the way. A couple of days ago, I met Captain America, or somebody who embodies Captain America. In the past, I've met a Storm, I've met a Black Panther, I've met a Spider-Man, I've met, I think the only one that I haven't really met yet is a Batman. And what got me onto this hero's journey, and really just encouraging people to be their own heroes, is recognizing my own inner power, you know, recognizing that I do have a gift. I do have multiple gifts. And it was just a matter of me finding out what those gifts were. I always say that books was the foundation for me when it comes to creativity, creating my own product, building a legacy, so on and so forth. Books was the foundation first, and then I expanded from there. And so I've really grown to look at myself as my own version of Superman. You know, Superman has multiple things that he could do. You know, from flying at the speed of sound, to x-ray vision, to heat vision, to super strength, cold breath even, you know, wind breath, blowing people away. Like, he has a bunch of gifts. And I really started to look at myself as Superman, as my own version of Superman, you know. And so that's really what helped me step into the power of Superman and recognizing that I have multiple gifts. It was just a matter of finding out what they were. So books was the first gift for me, and then I expanded from there and I got into podcasting as I do now on the side, and then I also make fragrances to go with my books. And now I'm studying wine right now, fruit flavored wines to be exact. And so with that being said, that has helped me to step into the energy of Superman. And as I explained earlier in this episode, I've also had the pleasure of meeting a Captain America. Shout out to I believe his name is Michael. We had a really, really just awesome conversation the other day. He's currently somewhere in Atlanta, and he really resonated with Captain America, right? And because he's also a military man, and I thanked him for his service, and so we were having a bit of a talk, and I said, I feel like Captain America is somebody who you resonate with, you know, because I also love Captain America's strong sense of will. You know, once he makes up his mind or decides that this needs to get done, he really doesn't let anything get in his way, and he does what needs to be done. So Michael was somebody who related to Captain America. I've also interviewed a Scarlet Witch, somebody that resonated with her, right? Because she, back in the day, the person that I interviewed, shout out to Marcella, she was very much into tarot and very much into like witchy stuff, right? So I've interviewed a Scarlet Witch. I have another good friend who resonated with Wolverine because she's been through a lot in her life, and she resonated with Wolverine's story. So in my book, when it comes to heroes, she reminded me of Wolverine, you know? So I really do believe in the multiverse. I really do. And it's become a really great way for people to look at personal development. I've also crossed paths with somebody who resonated with Green Lantern. You know, they resonated with Green Lantern. And it's been fun, man, I gotta say. It's really been fun. It's been a fun way to look at personal development, because life is a never-ending learning lesson. You know, if you don't learn a lesson, you repeat the test until you learn the lesson, right? So life, in essence, is a never-ending learning lesson, you know, until your time is up or until you're called off this earth. And so I really just wanted to give a different perspective to personal development. I really wanted to give a different take on personal development, because personal development books are cool, but I feel like writing a book was a badge of honor back in the day, and now it's not. Like, it's really not, you know. Everybody and their mother is writing a book, you know. And I talked about that when I was, I believe, having a conversation with Captain America, was that I feel as though it's the book game is oversaturated, you know. It's great for a legacy piece. It's great to say, yeah, I wrote a book, but it's become oversaturated now because everybody and their mother is trying to write a book, you know. So, giving a different perspective on personal development is what I set out to do, and really infusing superheroes into everyday life has really worked. That's been my angle. That's been my way of just connecting with people, you know, and it's been fun. Like, I gotta say, it's really been a fun way to connect with people and not get so caught up in the seriousness and the numbers and the sales numbers and all that stuff that comes with, you know, dealing with life and going through life and whatnot, man. So it's been fun. It's been fun. The multiverse is very much real. It's very much real. And I love being a part of it, you know, being Superman. I love being a part of the multiverse. Now that I have found out my gifts, now that I have found out what is it that I'm really and truly good at, you know. And I always give a shout out, but shout out to my friend, Janelle Glenn, who put me on this path of, you know, entrepreneurship, figuring out what I really wanted to do with my life. We had a conversation years ago because I was a blogger first. And she came across one of my blogs and was like, hey, man, like, I think that you're onto something. I think you should write a book. Like, this was really deep and this was powerful. And I, you know, sat on it for a couple of days and whatnot. But the more and more that I sat with it, the more and more that I felt I should do something with it, you know. And that's what started my journey into writing books, podcasting, fragrances, wines. Like, it started out with a simple conversation, you know. And so I always give a shout out to Janelle Glenn when I can. Much love as always, much love, much respect. And so, yeah, like, being Superman, or being my own version of Superman, because I do like to help people, but on my own terms, has been fun. It's been a great way to balance everything that I'm doing, you know, from, again, books, coming out with another book, plus this podcast, plus other stuff, man. It's really been a great way to balance everything. So I'm glad to be Superman and have met other heroes along the way, you know, like a Spider-Man, like a Wolverine, like a Captain America, like a Doctor Strange, you know. And it's been fun. Like, I gotta say, it's really been fun, you know. So for anyone that's going to be listening to this, if you haven't figured out your inner power or what your superhero ability is, I challenge you. I challenge you to figure it out. I challenge you to see for yourself, like, what is it that I'm really and truly good at? And there's no age limit on when you can figure it out. That's one thing that I've really stepped back from, is this thing of that you have to have everything figured out by a certain age. You know, in this rat race that we live in this thing of, you know, constantly talking about sales and numbers and that type of stuff. Like, it can make you feel like if you don't have everything together by a certain age, then why even try, you know? And I really started to look into people like Colonel Sanders, people like Vera Wang, who really didn't hit their peak and their success and just getting started in their careers until after the age of 40. Colonel Sanders didn't become a billionaire until he was like 67. He was damn near 70 when he, you know, finally decided, or hit the jackpot. Not finally decided, but hit the jackpot and became successful with KFC. He was 67, you know. So this whole thing that you have to have everything together by a certain age is really something that I'm starting to step away from, you know. And it's just, again, it's been fun. Going back to the whole Superman thing, it's been fun, I gotta say. It's really been fun to meet other heroes, to meet other people along the way. And when you step into your power, they recognize it because they're in their power. You know what I mean? Like, it's really been... I'm grateful to meet other heroes. I'm grateful to meet more heroes. I have somebody crossing my path by the name of Gohan. And his actual name is not Gohan. His name is Nick. But one of his favorite characters, man, is Gohan from Dragon Ball Z. And being a Dragon Ball Z head myself, I've always been more of a Trunks character, me personally. But I respect Gohan a lot. I do. I respect Gohan a lot. So that'll be probably the next conversation that I have on my podcast is Superman meets Gohan. You know, I know people compare Superman and Goku all the time, but Superman meets Gohan sounds really dope. So I'm glad to meet, again, another hero along the way that really resonates with Gohan. And that'll be my first anime character on the show, so that'll be exciting. But being Superman, I'm grateful to have met other heroes. I'm grateful to have met not just heroes from Marvel, but also heroes from DC as well. You know, especially when it feels like I'm flying at the speed of sound when it comes to my goals, things that I want to do throughout my life, man, and just learning to be present, you know, which is why I'm grateful to have somebody who grounds me, who grounds me at the moment, you know, because if not, then I would just be about my goals and I wouldn't have any purpose behind my goals. So I'm grateful as a Superman to have found a Lois, to have found a Lois, if you will. I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful to have met other heroes, such as Spider-Man, Wolverine, Captain America, Black Panther, Doctor Strange. And we all coexist very well. You know, nobody overpowers the other. Everybody recognizes their strengths. And so I'm grateful to be amongst heroes. And so I want to send a invite out there. If you have not figured out what's your inner power and what superhero you relate to, I ask you or I challenge you to go and find out. You know, to go and find out. And if you find one that you resonate with, share it with me. You can find me on Instagram at Blissful Memories Kyle's Wine. So that's BLISSFULMEMORIESKAYLES Wine, WINE. And if you also want to email me your answer, wdavid447@gmail.com. You can find me on both those platforms. I'll make sure I respond. I always check my emails at some point. And I'm always on Instagram, posting and manifesting things. So if you find a hero that you relate to, and that you resonate with, by all means, share it with me. So much love to you all. This is Superman chiming in from somewhere in Philadelphia. Again, being grateful for the heroes that I've met along the way. Being grateful that I found my own inner power. And this is Superman reminding you that nobody is coming to save us. We must save ourselves. And like that, we're gone.